We are just up to Simin Kuf Mem. We'll be doing the entire Simin. Sif Aleph, Hakara Batorah V'Nishtatik. What happens if someone got an aliyah and then he just cannot continue? What does this mean? Whether he cannot continue laning, or in the case where there's a Bal Korah, he cannot make the bracha la'achreho. Someone got an aliyah, he made the bracha rishona, and now he's just collapsing. He can't say the bracha achron, the bracha achreho. So ha'omeid, the one that gets up to take his place, yaschil mimokam shehischal harishon, he's got to lane the whole first aliyah over again. That means since the first aliyah did not have a bracha before and afterwards, it does not count. So this person would have to lane the entire aliyah over again with a bracha rishona, the yivarek mitchila ubesof, he makes a bracha before it and afterwards. Ulaharambam lo yivarek mitchila, and according to the Rambam, one does not say over the bracha rishona. However, the halacha is like the first daya that we do say over the bracha rishona. Says the Ramah HaGav, afilu bizman hazeh sheshatz korei din halachi. This is even true with the Bal Korah lane. So the halacha is that if the ole, what counts is not the Bal Korah, but what counts is the ole. If the ole cannot make the bracha shalach reah, someone else has to come, they will lane for him everything that the first one laned, and then he'll say a bracha before it and a bracha afterwards. Because Birkas HaTorah must have a bracha before it and afterwards. Further, Siv Beis, Ho'omid Likros Batorah, Uberek Bracha Shel Faneha, V'kara Mikzas Psukim, U'pasak, V'diber Divrei Torah O'Divrei Chol. What happens if someone got an aliyah, he says Baruch Hu, he says the brachas, he lanes a little bit, and then in the middle of the laning, he starts talking, whether it's Divrei Torah, Divrei Chol, Lo Have a Hefsik. Since the bracha already had Psukim to be Chal on, it's not considered a Hefsik. He would not have to make a bracha over again. Now, what happens if he spoke before he started laning? He spoke between the brachas and the kriya. There, the halacha is that we differentiate between something that is litzorach or shalol litzorach. If it is something that is litzorach, the kriya, the halacha is that b'dievet, that's all right. If it's something that's not litzorach, the kriya, it's not all right. And he will have to make the bracha over again. Now, if that is the case, then that means that lechatchila, if one has something to say about the laning, move over the Sefer Torah, it's not in a safe place, whatever, he should make sure that he lanes a pasuk after the brachas, or hears a pasuk after the brachas, before speaking. If there's a need to be mafsik litzorach, wait till after you've already laned the pasuk, and only afterwards can you talk. So that's a b'dievet to talk me'ein. You don't do it l'chatchila anyway. And if it's not me'ein, then it's makiv even b'dievet. What happens if there was hesach hadas? There was no hefsik. What's the case? Someone got an aliyah, made a bracha lefoneha. The Bal Korah lanes, stops too early. They roll up the Sefer Torah. He's about to say Ashenosan Lanu, and the tzibur is screaming. The Bal Korah stopped early. The halacha is you can open the Sefer Torah lane and continue reading. We do not say that Hesach Hadas will end his original bracha, and that now he's laning without a bracha. The reason being that we say that a person's das is on the entire thing, and there's an interesting Mishnah Brewery here, who says that you should always have kavana when you're making Birkas HaTorah for your aliyah, that should there be a Hesach Hadas, I am not being Mesiach Das, I want my bracha to work for that also. Interesting Mishnah Berurah, because who says this happens often enough for a person to have to stipulate so before he starts laning, before he starts making his bracha. Siv Gimel. Ha'ola likros b'torah v'hera lo malkam shetzarech likros uberech ala torah v'hischil likros o lo hischil v'skiru shepasha acheres tzarech likros. What happened? We said that before you make a bracha, they're supposed to show you where you're going to lane from. They showed you the wrong place. And you made a bracha. So you made a bracha on the wrong place. Tzarech likros, yeah. V'gol sefer Torah l'malkam shetzarech likros bo. So now they turn the sefer Torah to the right place. Yesh omim she'ein tzarech l'achsul avarech, v'yesh omim shen tzarech. Some say he doesn't have to make a bracha again, and some say he does have to make a bracha again. Our minig is that you do. The reason being that whenever we have a yesh omim and a v'yesh omim in the mechaber, the halacha is like the second one. The Svara of the Yeshor and She'enet Tzarech Lachzer says that one's das is on the entire Sefer Torah, but the halacha is that your das is not on the entire Sefer Torah. Now this is only if they had to be gold the Sefer Torah, they had to turn to a different amud. Where if it's on the same amud, or it was open in front of you, the next amud was open in front of you. Even if it's the last amud, which means that it's before where you're up to. You see, if it's after where you're up to, one can claim, well, I thought I was going to lay in this and further. But if it's before where they showed you that you're going to lane from, still we say, if it was open in front of you, your das is on that, and the bracha is chal on it, you don't have to make another bracha. What happens in the case where they showed you the wrong place? So the Mishnah Brura says that if it's really visible and on the same amud, it's ideal that they lane for you not only what they were supposed to, but also what they showed you. So let's say they were supposed to lane from the top of the Amud, and they showed you the bottom of the Amud. They should really lane from the top of the Amud all the way to the bottom of the Amud so that you will also lane that which you thought you were making the bracha on. That is only the case, he says, if it's part of today's Kriya. So let's say for Shlishi, they lane Shlishi, but they showed him Ravi. They should lane Shlishi all the way into Ravi and a few psukim of Ravi. Whereas, if let's say they showed him tomorrow's laning or next week's laning, no, you do not, for the sake of having the bracha chal, you don't go laning something that you weren't supposed to lane this week altogether. Now, what happens if someone said Baruch Atah Hashem, and then they realize they're in the wrong place? So if it doesn't take long, like they just have to roll it a little bit, then he should stop till they do, and then he should continue the bracha. If it's going to take a long time, he should say Lamdeni Chukecha. Whereas if he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, then he should stop, let them roll it to the right place, and when they get there, then he should continue making the bracha, even though there was something of a hefsik. You're better off being mafsik a little bit in the middle of the bracha, and have the bracha bichal on the proper place to lane.